This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, so this month we have a special guest to start us off, Penny Bailey, who is with the Yancey County Health Department. Welcome to our show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And your position is kind of an information officer, I understand, for the health department.
Yes, I try to sell our product.
We're going to talk today about some women's health issues. So I'm going to, as a man, I'm going to get educated by these two women. And if you're a man, you can just maybe go to the refrigerator and get a beer or something while we're having this little discussion with the women. So, Penny, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, how you got to the current position that you're in.
Well, I've been a health educator for nearly 30 years. My first job was actually with the Red Cross. I've worked overseas in a country called Papua New Guinea, and when I returned, I separated and needed to go on a single path and worked at Wilkes County Health Department as AIDS educator, and then Buncombe County Health Center as the general educator, and now at Yancey County Health Department, working on primarily teen tobacco prevention.
Well, we're glad to have you with us. And Samantha also has a background in public health, and so between these two ladies, we're going to be able to provide the public with a lot of good information today. Now, you have part of the comprehensive program that the health department provides. You have something called the Women's Health Division.
Yes, we have a women's health program that deals with what we call preconceptive health before a woman decides to have her family. Then we work with pregnant women, and we also work with children and families.
And women in this area are particularly vulnerable. We were talking about this earlier. You have a statistic, I think, that said that 1.8 million women in North Carolina were of childbearing age.
Right. There's a new strategy from North Carolina to deal with this issue because actually preconceptive health is one way that we can have a better birth outcome that will create better families. So they have a strategy, and that's dealing with women getting better care before they become pregnant, thinking about family planning, and then once they become pregnant, having help.
Now, you're part of a larger group called the Tow River
Health District.
District, and that includes
which is,
what?
Avery, Mitchell, and Yancey. But when it comes to family planning, every health department generally has a mandate to deal with family planning. So an individual that needed that type of assistant could go to almost any health department and get family planning. The type of care we get, we have wonderful what we call clinicians that are generally family nurse practitioners, and they spend the time, they know the difficulties that someone in this situation might have.
And I know family nurse practitioners generally can handle a lot of the cases that doctors normally would handle, but they also have the time to sit down with you and actually discuss your individual case, where maybe a doctor in a high-pressure practice could only take a few minutes with you. One of these women could actually maybe sit down with you and actually talk with you for a lengthy period of time.
And another thing about the health department, David, more and more people are losing their insurance. The health department, even if you don't have Medicaid, they'll work with you on a sliding scale fee basis. Some folks are still over income to receive Medicaid, but they don't have enough money left over to purchase health insurance, or their employer doesn't put them on it, or they're working part-time and their employer's not required. So people don't realize that the health department has that sliding scale, and so we want to educate the public more about that. And then they can point you in the right direction if you need a specialist and that type of thing. I'm going to turn it back over to Penny.
We're going to continue this next week. We're running out of time for this show, but Penny, give them a number and tell them where you're located in case anybody wants to talk with you more about this.
The Yancey County Health Department is, number is 682-6118, and my extension is extension 35. But anybody at the health at the main number could probably direct you to the right individual to talk to.
Okay, thank you. We'll continue this next week. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
Begins with me and you.